Hi, this is Alan.
And this is Kevin from Dill's Greenhouse. Thanks for joining us for Ask Dill's Greenhouse.
Each week, we're going to answer some of the more asked questions we get from our customers at the greenhouse as well as on our Facebook page. From plants to products, we'll be covering quite a number of gardening questions this year.
If you have a gardening question you'd like us to answer, don't hesitate to shoot us an email at info@dillsgreenhouse.net.
We may answer the question in a future Ask Dill's Greenhouse episode or spotlight your question on our Facebook app.
What's our question for today?
Another good thing in April is to think about your herb garden. Herbs are one of my favorite things. I love to grow herbs. I love to use herbs. And there are two kinds of herbs in a sense. As far as there are perennial herbs such as sage and thyme. There's most of the mints, those are perennial. And then you have annual herbs that are tender. Basil and cilantro, dill, parsley. Parsley is actually kind of hardy, but I've even seen it live over, but it's still classified as more of a tender herb. In April, it's still too early to put out basil. Now, if it's late April and in Ohio, we're past the frost-free date, yeah, people can get away with it. But I don't know how much advantage you're going to have because the ground's still cold even after the air temperature's warmed up. In April, go through your herb garden. Look at all of your perennial herbs. What are coming up? You can divide some of those if they're getting too big for that spot. But the perennial herbs are great because you can just keep harvesting them every year. You don't have to replant. And we even have one variety of rosemary that I've had success with. It came back 3 years in a row. And rosemary is a very tender perennial here. It's zone 7 is the best one. And sometimes zone 7, if you have a cold winter, it won't make it. Also, if you have a dog that likes rosemary like mine does and rips the whole plant out of the ground and runs through the yard with it, you'll have to replant. But there are quite a few herbs that'll make it through winter, and it's a good time in April to tidy those up, divide them, just to have more room to plant the annuals even in between when it's time to do that, which would not be in April. You'd probably want to wait till the frost-free date, which is considered to be around May 15th in Central Ohio.
If you have a gardening question you'd like us to answer, don't hesitate to shoot us an email at info@dillsgreenhouse.net.
We may answer the question in a future Ask Dill's Greenhouse episode or spotlight your question on our Facebook page. Thanks for listening.